Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the PW Torch Livecast. I am Wade Keller, editor and publisher of the Pro Wrestling Torch weekly newsletter and PWTorch.com and MMATorch.com, and also host of this, the PW Torch Livecast. I host Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tonight, post-impact show, also a new addition to our lineup with Mike McMahon and Andrew Socek discussing tonight's episode of Impact, plus the departures, the apparent departures. Well, they've gone public with the Hardy Boys and Drew Galloway, Mike Bennett, and Maria. A lot of departures from TNA Impact going into the next set of TV tapings. They'll discuss the ramifications of that and perhaps some exchanges of talent, some people coming back also. So join them live right after Impact ends tonight. Join them live for a discussion. They take your phone calls or just listen in. That is, again, at pwtorchlivecast.com. And then tomorrow, it's Prime Time Friday. We'll have a substitute host for the show with Rich Van. And then Sunday night, following WWE Fastlane, Pat McNeil and Greg Parks will be live. As soon as the pay-per-view goes off the air, they are at pwtorchlivecast.com, streaming live, talking about what just happened on Fastlane. It should be a fascinating show, including the Goldberg-Kevin Owens main event for the Universal title. In fact, we are publishing an article, the Creative Corner, for Mike Snoonian today on the pros and cons, mostly the cons, of Goldberg squashing or definitively defeating Kevin Owens in the main event for the Universal title. He makes a case that Kevin Owens should not lose the way that Goldberg usually beats people, and that is now up on pwtorch.com. Check out that article along with our NXT TV review, extensive interviews of Jack Swagger's interview with Chael Sonnen explaining his frustration in WWE and why he asked for his release, plus our All-Stars and Underperformers of the Week, the Raw Hits and Misses list, and so much more. Check it out, pwtorch.com. News updates, exclusive editorials, special features, and so much more. Check it out every day. It's mobile-friendly and desktop-friendly. Today, it is Interview Thursday on March 2nd, 2017. And today's guest is a returning guest. He's one of our favorite conversations here on the live cast, Diamond Dallas Page, who I can now say is a future WWE Hall of Famer, and have that be a fact. DDP, welcome to the program.
Hey, bro. The one thing that I want to know is who's got the most time on the Wade Keller Enterprises? Is it DDP or is it Scott Hall? Who has the most timed out interviews?
I think Sean Waltman might give you a run for your money, but you are
really
you are right. Well, over the years we've done a number of long torch talks with him that probably add up, along with probably as frequent appearances as you. So you got some competition. If you want to go, like, I don't know, 12 hours today, maybe you can take, you know, solidify a lead or take the lead. If anyone could do it, I know you could. You got a lot going on. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you, man. You know, you were there all the way in the beginning. I mean, I can remember running into you and meeting you in Vegas. You know, I think it was my first day ever that I was ever there. And my first day in the business, I'm pretty sure it was within the first couple of months, which would have been my second or third day to business. I only worked one day a month. Yeah, man, what a crazy ride, man.
Wow.
I feel really good about it on so many different levels, but you know, for Vince, because, you know, no matter what, you know, there's like the committee and people talk for each other, and there's people who, it's just like the NFL, how they put together their group of people, but there's one, you know, there's one predominant figure in the NFL and all that, you know, and they do their voting and all that stuff, but there's still, you know, you look at guys like Pete Rose in baseball, and he ain't in, and okay, you know, he ain't in because they don't want him in, but as soon as he dies, Pete Rose will probably be in. You know what I mean? So for me, the big thing is that Vince McMahon is there. And Vince McMahon, and I didn't have a, you know, a good run coming in with, you know, with WWE. And for me to be recognized for my WCW career, that's to me, and, you know, getting a call from Hunter, it was a moment, bro. You know, it was, because first of all, you know, when Jake and Scott knew they were going in, it was January. I'm in October, and I'm filming Positively Living. That's the name they came up with. The Diamond Dallas Page story and my matches. And they was telling a buddy of mine, the first match that's on my queued thing, because I take it over the years, is me and the late, great Michael Graham against Bill Kazmaier, strongest guy in the world. He was huge. And Jushin Thunder Liger. That, like, you couldn't take four different people and put them in the ring. That was my first pay-per-view match. And they take it through over the years all the way to the end. You know, for them to be doing the biography on me, and it's the last thing we're shooting at the end of the day. I'm in my hometown. And right before we start, they go, hey, boss wants to talk to you. And I grabbed the phone and I couldn't hear him. I go, who is it? He goes, Triple H. I'm like, hey, ball. Now, we go into talking about small stuff, you know, like, hey, how's it, you're back at home, you know, how you doing with the shoot? And, you know, just, you know, casual stuff. But I had called him like 3 or 4 weeks before. And I called him like twice. So I'm thinking, this is the callback, right? So in my mind, I'm thinking, what did I want to ask him? Like, I couldn't remember. And so he kept talking, and then he started talking about my career, and then he started really putting me over. And I thought, oh my God, is this that call? You know, because I didn't see that coming. And right there, man, it was like, oh my God, it took my breath away and I got choked up and I'm sure there was a tear or two rolling down my face. And at the end, I could just say, you know, I love you, bro. Thanks, man. Thanks. And then I said, man, I wish Dusty was here because he'd be the guy that would induct me, you know. Of course, I never would have been able to follow him. I would have had my work and try it anyway, but I still would rather have that. I still wish he was here and I couldn't follow him. But after, you know, it goes away, and we hang up, and Mike looks at me and he goes, so what'd you think? I said, what do I think? I think I wish you were filming him. I go, he said some amazing stuff about me. And he said, oh, yeah, we were filming him, too.
Oh.
I was like, seriously? And he said, yeah. He said, this is the moment that we've been trying to get. And we never get it because when we tell people, they're normally at their home or wherever.
Oh,
and
sure.
We don't get that moment. And when we were coming down here to film, you know, Paul and I talked about it, and he goes, let's do it today. And I didn't tell anybody but my wife and my business partner. That was it. And for months, I didn't tell anybody. And the rumors started flying. I still wouldn't admit anything. You know, it was really cool coming from him because, like he said, he was there. You know, he was 22. I was 35 and a half, almost 36. And he said, he goes, I'm looking at you. I'm thinking, who's this guy think he is? How does he think he can come in here at 35 years old and do this? You know, like really putting over the work ethic. And that's the only guy in our business that I says out that I say outworks me. Well, him and Nick Mann. Vince never stops working. But you know, Paul has always been the guy, you know, to always be like the hardest worker. And I hear people, you know, especially online, who rip him down or whatever, but the guy I know, you know, the guy that, you know, never drank, never smoked, you know, straight shooter, you know, the guy who worked harder than anybody. And I told you that story about the diamond cutter and him, right?
I don't remember now. Tell the story.
Well, Johnny Ace, and yeah. Only time he ever stayed at my house. I stayed at his house, I don't know, dozens of times. But he was coming through Atlanta on the way to Japan, and he said, D, I got a finish for you. He said, I go, what is it? He goes, I've been using it. And he goes, you'll like it. You know, I grab the guy by the head, and I make the peace sign, and then I drop him. I say, he goes, you can do whatever you want with it, but the move is the drop. He goes, it's sort of like the DDT, except it's from your shoulder. I said, let's go down to power plant. And, you know, Paul was down there that day, Triple H. Canyon, I think Canyon was down there. I know Watts was there. And a couple of other boys don't stick out, but I know Triple H was there with us and Eric Watts. And I was just practicing going into it. And it was not, there was no out of nowhere then. It was just grab and drop. So Steven Regal was there and he said, Dally, come here. He goes, cravat. It goes like this. And he shows me how to do the cravat. And I'd seen him do it before. He goes, do that because that's going to give your move the legitimacy. I was like, awesome. I love it. And then it took months before one night when I knew I was going over an enhancement match, you know, I said, I'm going to catch this like this out of nowhere. And when I played that video for Jake was just started smiling. He goes, now you're starting to get it. It's all about surprising the people. You want to make them think you're going one way and you go the other. And he goes, that's when you're an artist at that point in our business. So, you know, about a year and a half goes by, Paul's left. He's gone up. He's being, you know, Triple H in WWE. And he's getting that finish over his, you know, his finish. And one night, you know, because I watched everything. If it was on TV, I might have zipped through it, but I watched it. And I saw him catch a diamond cutter out of nowhere and pin the guy. I was like, oh, no, of all people, you know? Because I knew he would come up with a billion ways. You know, after he'd already seen me doing it, he just would never stop coming up with ways out of it. And I was just really getting over with it. So I called him up. And I swear to you, he's answered the phone twice ever when I've called him. This is one of the times. And I've called him a million times and left messages and he called me back. But he answers the phone and I'm like, hey, Paul. He goes, what's up, D? I said, I need a favor. He said, sure, whatever you need. I go, don't say that. I go, don't say that because I have no right to ask you this. You know, because, you know, of course, Bret Hart's got the sharpshooter. Sting's got the Scorpion Deathlock. Same move. You know, different guys have different finishes in different companies. Nobody's going to take the same finish in a company, though. And when that's your finish, it's your finish.
Yeah.
So I had no right to ask him this. But I was just, this is like in early 96. And I'm just really getting this move over. And I said, you know, man, your pedigree is an awesome move. And, you know, it's a really great finish. And yeah, I saw you hit the diamond cutter the other night out of nowhere. And, man, I mean, this is what could really make me, Paul. It could really, I can feel the momentum on this. And I said, I have no right to ask you not to do it. And if you decide to do it, I'm cool. But I just had to ask. And, you know, I just went, you know, I want you to think about maybe not doing it. And he goes, sure, done. He goes, no worries, bro. He never did it again.
Wow. That's a great story. I don't think you had told that before. That is great.
That is who Paul Levesque really is.
Yeah.
And people want to believe that he's all the other shit. Well, then that's up to them. You know, but I know who he's always been to me. and straight shoot.
Wow.
And if he didn't tell you, yo, I'm going to screw you over, I'm going to do this, he's going to tell you. I mean, we're going to come out and tell
yeah.
you.
Right? Yeah.
What, and if today, what does he have? What does he have to care? There's one person above him. One. In the entire business.
Yeah.
You know? You can do whatever he wants.
That's and amazing.
This is, to get the call from him was, it was awesome. You know?
Oh, man. All right, hold on, DDP. We're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we're going to take a call, some emails, and I certainly got more questions for you. So hold tight. We'll be back very briefly right after this message. We got a big USC card coming up, USC 209, Saturday night, not to mention a Bellator show, not one of their bigger ones, Friday night on Spike TV, but USC 209. This is a main fight card worth scheduling around and watching. We got a full preview of USC 209 right now at MMATorch.com, and you can also listen, if you're a VIP member, to Todd Martin preview the show on The Fix with Todd Martin that went up last night. Here's some details on our sister brand and our sister site, MMATorch.com. We know you're a pro wrestling fan because you're listening to the PW Torch livecast. There's a good chance you're also a fan of the UFC and all of mixed martial arts. And if so, we hope you'll check out our sister website at MMATorch.com, covering the news of MMA every single day with breaking news, exclusive analysis, an array of columns, live event coverage, flashbacks, and so much more. Check it out. That's MMATorch.com or download the free MMA Torch app in the iPhone and Android app stores. That's MMATorch.com. All right, we're back live. I'm Wade Keller. It is Interview Thursday on March 2nd, 2017. I'm joined by one of my favorite guests here on the live cast. We have spent many hours talking on this show over the years, Diamond Dallas Page, who will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame class of 2017, along with Beth Phoenix, the Rock and Roll Express, Kurt Angle, Teddy Long. It is a really cool mix of people going into the Hall of Fame this year. DDP, are you kind of paying closer attention than usual to who else is being inducted in the Hall of Fame this year, knowing that you'll be sharing the evening with them?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a huge fan of Beth Phoenix, the artist in the ring, the artist on the canvas, and the person. You know, I've had her on my DDP radio before, because, you know, she does DDP yoga and so does Adam. You know, and as I was sitting there and tweeting back and forth with her, I came up with they are now the first family, you know, after the McMahon.
Oh yeah.
It's gotta be the Copelands, because there's never been a husband and wife Hall of Famer.
Wow, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Ooh. That's pretty cool.
And I tweeted that out. The last time I saw it, I had like 1,400 likes on it, which is huge for me, because I'm not on the channel, you know, I'm not out there. But yeah, really amazing, man. You know, Teddy Long and I, we go back to WCW days, and I always loved Teddy. Teddy is one of the trailblazers. When a black man, really, there was very few, unless you were someone like Ernie Ladd, a super freak, you know, a fucking phenomenal athlete who really got it, who played NFL football. You know, there wasn't just black guys. There was nowhere to be found. And for someone like Teddy to break in and, you know, drive the truck and set the ring up and to see where he was elevated to, you know, over the years that he earned. So, you know, Teddy is like, you know, he's a strong candidate to people who, like, I know his career. And then the Rock and Roll Express, man, giving legitimacy to, you know, down under, the guys down south, because you know how hot they were, you know. But people who don't know, they were like the Beatles. Like, you didn't even have to see their match. All you had to do was listen to it.
Yeah.
Because people were screaming at the top of their lungs, especially little girls. They loved them. You know, and then you look at Angle. You know, what can you say about Kurt Angle? You know, I mean, Olympic champion. You see, you know, everything's been said about him. And guy broke his neck 6 months out from the Olympics. Yeah. Took off a couple of months, came back and won the Olympics with a broken neck. And then I don't think there's a better transition from, you know, shoot wrestling. Of course, Brock Lesnar did a hell of a job, too. But he's absolutely, as we know, a future Hall of Famer, too. Kurt Angle, man. I mean, he's amazing. And can't wait to hear his talk, you know, because, you know, he is a very colorful individual. And he can be hysterical. And he can, you know, he can get choked up, you know, just like I will. You know, the hardest thing for me, you know, like I've probably rewritten this thing 9 times because I knew in October, and all I'll do is I'll play with it for a couple of days, and then I won't go near it for a week or so. And then I'll go back, and I'll, you know, what do I want to say? Who do I want to thank? You know, because it's important to me who I thank. Because, you know, like there is no Diamond Dallas Page without Dusty Rhodes, you know. And there's got to be stories in and about him. And Jake Roberts, there's no 3-time world champion, and there sure isn't a Hall of Famer without Jake Roberts. And then there's a lot of other guys that were so pivotal, you know, in my career. And some people you know, and other people you have no idea who they are. And, like, I had to figure out, and I've, you know, me, bro. I'm a long storyteller. Well, if I got an hour, if I'm the main event, which Kurt Angle deserves to be the main event. I mean, I could have been, but hey, in this group, if WCW would have won, maybe I am. But either way, Kurt Angle is a hell of a choice and is a juggernaut. I think he's amazing. But if I was in that spot, then I'd have the time.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Any spot underneath, you know. I had my crew go on and time people, like how long do people talk? You know, someone like Mick Foley's going 35, 38 minutes. Of course, Michael Piazza's, he runs the show up there. You know, as far as creative, he can do whatever he wants to do up there. And he deserved it, too, after as long as he waited. Everybody's around 20 minutes. You know, that's what I've seen. 18 minutes, 22 minutes, 13 minutes, you know, 24 minutes. That's about the average. So I want to come in somewhere around there, but still get in what I need to get in. And this is the only time I'm going to get to do it. You know, it's like there's no part two to this. Like, this is it. So, you know, whatever happens, happens. And, you know, emotionally, you know, I know when I brought Jake up in the Cauliflower Alley Club. We're talking about like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I guess it was 5 years ago. When I got up there, I got choked up. It was way more emotional than I thought it was going to be. And then when I was ready then for WWE. When I got there, I was ready. For this here, like there's parts where I just thank people when I'm writing it and talking about it, and sometimes it just stops me. Like, wow, how does that stop me? You know, and so it's going to be an emotional time, man. And you know, Ric Flair. You wonder why Ric Flair cried so much on so many different things, because it was so emotional to him, man. You know, that's one of the reasons why people love Nature Boy so much. You know, because. What you saw is what you got. That was
yes.
It, you know?
Yes. Hey, DDP, let's go to a phone call and go to area code 540. You are first up on the show. I do want to let everybody know if you want to talk to DDP, our phone number, 515-605-9345. That's 515-605-9345. And it is 1225 Eastern right now. And if you're listening live, feel free to call and ask DDP a question or comment on his career. 540, you are now live on the show. Please state your name and the city you're calling from.
My name is Eddie. I'm calling from Roanoke, Virginia.
Eddie, thank you for calling. What have you got for DDP?
Well, DDP, for one, I want to say that I've always been a huge fan of yours. And you're like one of my one of my inspirations. I got into the business 5 years ago at 35 years old, and here I am 40. I've been working indie shows on the East Coast for the past 5 years. And I wanted to ask you, I know that you went into the business later in life like I did. Did you ever foresee yourself reaching the levels that you're at now or what you had been in the past few years? I mean, how do you feel about going into this business at such a later age?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. First of all, what part of the East Coast are you from? Where are you staying?
I'm from Virginia, and I was actually trained by Jimmy Valiant here in Virginia.
Oh, dude, you're talking about the guy that literally I wanted to be when I was 17 years old. Like, handsome Jimmy Valiant was the man to me, you know, and God, I love that man. Like, there's no Diamond Dallas Page without handsome Jimmy Valiant, because
yes,
that's the guy that I wanted to be. But everything was in levels, you know, like, when I first decided to make the move, you know, I'm 35 and a half, so I'm figuring maybe I can do this till I'm 40. Like, Michael PSA fell down laughing when I told him I was going to do it. I mean, on the ground, belly laughing. Like, are you out of your mind? Like, you're never going to be able to do it. And plus, my body was beat up already, so he thought, you're too fragile. You can't do it. And, you know, bottom line is, when I first started, my only goal was to become credible enough that I might be in the ring, even in a, you know, enhancement match with Flair or Sting, you know, or, you know, Luger, you know, guys that I could come back and be a credible color commentator. That's the main, because I knew they were still letting me stay as a color commentator, but I was with Bischoff on the fourth string, and our shows were playing probably at 4:30 in the morning in Moose Breath, Iowa, you know, so it wasn't like,
yeah,
we were on the A team, we weren't even on the C team, so I knew the next guy to retire, I'd be done, so it wasn't like a choice of, well, do you think, and then I went down there, you know, and you know, because we started the same age. And it's no, there's no crowd there when you first start. It's you, three or four other guys, at a cold, cold, cold gym, especially in Roanoke. And
yes,
when you hit that mat, you feel every square inch of it. You know, so, you know, there was a lot of, am I sure I really want to do this in the beginning?
Yeah, Boogie's training camp, it's there's no luxuries there. I mean, It's blood, sweat, and tears. You know, there's no air conditioning, no heat. It's you know, it's what you have is what you get. And
right,
you know, and I want to just tell you, DDP, I want to thank you. You know, because if it wasn't for guys like you and for Flair and Boogie and others, I don't even think I would be even at where I'm at right now. And last year, I had one match, just like probably the most memorable match I'll ever have in my entire life, and I'll never forget it. I was in a Russian chain match down in Concord, North Carolina, through Southern Wrestling Alliance, Carolina, and Ivan Koloff was my enforcer, and I will never forget that. I will never forget that. God rest his soul.
You know, that's the one guy I don't understand why. How is he not in the Hall of Fame? You know,
I don't know.
I just assumed he was in there. You know, I was like, God, how'd that happen? Because he was a world champion up there too.
Yep.
You know, so that's puzzling to me. You know, some guys you wonder, like, how did that not happen? Like, to me, when people are saying, dude, you're not in the Hall of Fame yet, how's that possible? You're like, yeah, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, it's time on. I went, well, Jake Roberts isn't in. Macho Man isn't in. Michael P.S. Hayes isn't in. After all those guys are in, then, you know, maybe I'll say, like, hey, maybe it's my turn. You know, but I didn't think I belonged in there before those guys. So, when it came to the career, what I was doing, it came in levels. Like, at some point I realized, wait a minute, I can really do this. And I'll tell you what really was a defining moment for me, and it will be my go home in my speech. And you'll hear it then. We were talking about 4 weeks away, but when you hear what Dusty said to me and what happened from that moment on, like, that was a defining moment to me. Like, Dusty was my mentor all the way through. And it used to drive him crazy that Jake Roberts was the other one. Because to him, Jake was a junkie. You know, like, why, how can you have me as your mentor and him? And with, yeah, it was like, it really, it pissed them off.
Yeah.
And he wasn't afraid to tell, Dustin would always tell me what he thought, you know, and like, I had to think about, oh, I wonder if that bothers him. No, he'd just tell you. And the thing, though, that was really interesting, I'm out in L.A., he's preparing to write his book. And he calls me up. I was driving down Hollywood Boulevard. I'll never forget it. And he said, D, I got to tell you this. I've read your book three fucking times. And I finally get it. I get why Jake Roberts was so important to you. I get it. And that's all he said. Like, I get it. You know, he probably skimmed over those parts the first time. But Dusty loved my book, Positively Page, and he loved how it read. Like, you could pick it up anywhere and start into it. And that's what he wanted to do. And it was really an interesting moment when he went, I get it. I get it now. And I was like, wow, that's cool.
Do you love wrestling? Come see the first ever live Ring Rust Radio from Orlando, Florida on Saturday, April 1st from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be doing Q&A sessions, meet and greets, raffle giveaways, and so much more. If you wish to attend the live show, sign up on patreon.com/ringrustradio or send $10 per ticket to ringrustradio@gmail.com on PayPal. With Ring Rust Radio in the notes section to guarantee it your entry into the live show. We've also opened up a raffle to win a ticket to join the boys of Ring Rust Radio at NXT TakeOver Orlando, right next to the stage. For every $10, you'll receive one raffle entry into our NXT sweepstakes. You can sign up on Patreon or send the money to ringrustradio@gmail.com on PayPal with NXT in the notes section. This raffle will run until March 1st, so we can give the winner enough time to make travel accommodations. So be sure to enter it as soon as possible. Email ringrustradio@yahoo.com with any further questions.
Eddie, anything else you want to ask DDP or Kamina?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, like I said, thank you, DDP, for, you know, you're an inspiration to many of us. I mean, and you, I just love what you're doing. And I wanted to know if there's any kind of piece of advice you can give me, you know, right now in my stage.
Well, more than anything, and, you know, this is, it sounds like I'm plugging my own shit, but bullshit. I'm just being truthful. If you're your age, bro, and you're still doing this, you better be doing DDP yoga. You know, because look, all I say is anymore is look at Chris Jericho. You know, like Jericho, when he blew his back out, you know, he was 40 at the time. And I heard about it and I called him and he actually picked up the phone. Another guy who never picks up the phone. And he picked up the phone and we talked. And I said, I know you're hurting. And I said, I'm just going to send you a video, you know, and if you get it, then hit me back and I'll help you. And I sent him that disabled veteran video. He called me back 5 minutes later. He said, you tell me what to do and I'll do it. And that was Jericho's quest.
Wow.
You know, 5 weeks later, he's 85% pain-free. We're talking about excruciating pain. Like, I pay to be on his show. But he doesn't just do a minute commercial when he's talking about my shit. He might go on for 3 minutes because he might have just jumped off the top of the cage or did some crazy match where he took like 40 friggin' bumps. You know, he's 46 now.
Yeah.
You know, but he's still out there bumping like he's 22. He does one workout. You know, and this is about healing your body as you're destroying your body. And nobody is destroying their body or beating up their body the way Chris Jericho is when you add the age factor in there. Like, there might be guys like AJ Styles who takes, oh, my God. I text him after his match with Luke, and I said, please tell me you're wearing, you're using ice. Jericho, who will never use ice, he goes, I don't need ice. I have DDP yoga. It's like, no, bro, you need both. And AJ, you know, who I helped get ready to come back. You know, I don't know if he's doing a program now. I'm sure he works it in to his stuff, but he was doing it every day when he had blown his back out in Japan. He came to my performance center. We did a whole video on it.
Oh, wow.
And I set him back with everything. And, again, besides Jeff Hardy, I've never seen anybody that takes more crazy bumps than those two guys.
Yeah.
You know, and still, I mean, like AJ, oh, my God. Like the Phenom, it's like it's true. The guy is, you know, unbelievable, man. And he can, I'll tell you what, that match they had at SmackDown, did you see it this weekend? I mean, it's Tuesday?
Absolutely.
Did you see the mat? It was unbelievable. And Luke, like, he showed, like, oh, my God, that big son of a bitch can really move. You know, because he's
a
big, big guy. It was an unbelievable match, man.
Yep.
You were there, huh?
It was in St. Paul, yeah.
Big time.
AJ's amazing. I mean, wasn't even a hardcore fan crowd. It was more of a family, you know, kind of family-friendly, casual crowd. And they didn't, like, go bonkers for AJ because he's a heel. But even they, like, even the ones who weren't cheering him and kind of going against character, they had such respect and reverence for him when he came out. He had I was really observant of the crowd when he came out. And it was – they reacted to him like this was wrestling royalty that they're getting to see in person. I mean, he gives off that vibe because of the quality of work that he's done. It's been even Steve Austin, you know, we're talking about that, how he didn't know a lot about AJ's career until he debuted a year ago. And now he's become one of his biggest fans. I mean, I think Steve is an example of this huge swath of wrestling fans who maybe heard of him but never watched TNA or didn't get Japan or ROH. It's so great he's gotten to, you know, show such a larger audience what he can do when he can still go.
Yeah, dude, it's like these Japanese kids, too, that have come over. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are unbelievable. You know, I mean, but again, AJ, he is, to me, it's like, wow, he really is all that, you know. And you're never going to see a bad match, ever. And I hope he's still doing the program just because it'll help keep him unstoppable. You know, your injury factor gets, you know, cut in half. Because, again, just think about it. If you're supple, meaning flexible, and strong, because, you know, people go, oh, yeah, well, I stretch. I go, I stretched my whole career. That didn't help me when I blew my back out and they said my career was over. You know, it's like stretching isn't what I do. DDP yoga is stretching and strengthening muscles, ligaments, and tendons. It's why people's knees feel better, backs feel better, hips feel better, they feel better. And so, Eddie, you're doing this, and you're still doing it at 40, and you're doing it for the love of the game. Ice your body. That's your number one tip. Go get one of those screw-on ice bags. And do the program. Do the program. Do the program. You know, it's 30% off. It's 30% off everything right now, all workouts and on the app. So you're never going to get it cheaper than that. It's the Hall of Fame sale. That's what I got going.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations on the induction, my friend.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
Eddie, thanks for calling. That was a great call. Having someone who started at the same age as you, DDP, and the connection with Jimmy Valiant, that was great. Okay, it's plug time. DDP, plug anything and everything. Let people know a little more details on the sale, how to get DDP yoga, and anything else that you want to tell our listeners about.
Well, let's start with that, because you go to ddpyoga.com. You know, this is truth, man. You know I call people once in a while. So right now our sale is 30% off. And then if you buy another package, it's 50% off the already 30% off. So it's ridiculously, it's a ridiculous deal for someone you love or care about. So I called this woman and I see that she got that the extra package, and she answers the phone and we're talking, and she's like, I can't believe you're taking the time to call me. I said, oh, you know, I only do a couple a day, and you know, sometimes people don't answer. And she goes, I'm so glad I answered, but is there any way that you would call my son-in-law, who I bought the, you know, the other pack for? He really needs to lose the weight. Now, I call this guy. He answers the phone. He's dumbfounded. Like, get the fuck out of here. You know, I go, hey, Marlene gave me your number. And we just get all the rant. My man is 450 pounds, all right? He needs to friggin' turn his life around. And I go, where did you hear about this? How did? Well, I've been a wrestling fan, but my buddy, and he tells me about his buddy. I go, give me his number. We're going to call him. So it was so funny on this three-way call last night, you know, of people that, you know, got the program because of other people. Like 20% of all of our people invest in the program every day come from friends and family. So again, if you go to dvpyoga.com, that's where you're going to get the best deal on the DVDs and on the app. Now, you can get it on iTunes or Google, but you're going to pay more. You know, you're just going to pay more because that's they charge more. But the best deal is at dvpyoga.com. And I'm going to have this go until I get in the Hall of Fame, and then that sale will be over. But a lot of people, like, they want to follow because they're in the UK or they're, you know, in Canada or wherever, and they want to know when I'm going to be coming out there. Go to DiamondDallasPage.com and just sign up on the mailing list, because then you'll get, you know, once a month, you'll get an update on what I'm doing, where I'm going, what's happening, and where am I touring? Where are we doing DDP yoga workshops? So that's the best place to do that. I always tell everyone, don't listen to a word I say about my program. Don't listen to a word Jericho or Austin or anybody. Don't say what Mick Foley says about it. Nothing. Go on Twitter, at RealDDP, at DDPYoga, and read what people write. You know, and you know this, Wade, and every fan knows this. To get someone to chant your name, I mean, where it's really loud, and I've been there, and I've been there where they're chanting my name. I'm not even in the arena. You know, guys like Austin know that, and Rocky, and, you know, the list goes on and on of the guys who are really over. But it's so hard to get that to happen. You can't make people do that. They do that because they're moved by the characters. Well, that's the internet. You can't make people do what they – you can't make them write stuff. Like, I'm going to leave with this last one right here. There's a thing called the top tens list. Are you familiar with it, Wade?
No.
The top tens list. They do a top tens list on everything. If you go to thetoptenslist.com and you put in best home workouts, P90X will come up as number three. If it was 3 years ago, 2 years ago, they'd be number one, but it's not. It's today. They're number three, and there's 67 comments or something like that. Number two is Insanity. If it was last year, you know, they'd be number one, but it's not. And they're number two, and they got about 90 comments. And the number one spot is DDP Yoga with over 900 comments. And it's not like great workout. It's like paragraph or paragraphs program. So go and with just those people.
I went to the URL. It's just to correct it. It's the top tens. TENS.com and best home workout program. Number one, DDP Yoga. Yep.
How many comments? How many comments are there?
935 comments. And for Insanity, which is number two, 72 comments.
Pretty cool.
that's great.
Like, you can't get people to do that. You just can't. Yeah. It's impossible. Yeah. And that's because people are moved because they're moved. And that's the most powerful thing,
wow.
You know, I think I've ever done, you know. And, you know, we've talked about this for years, Wade, you know, is that, you know, it's already happening, but this Hall of Fame thing is really taking me up in a whole nother notch in this world. But at some point, DDP Yoga is going to dwarf my wrestling career. And that's when we'll be the number one workout on the planet. And it's coming. Now it's coming.
All right, let me get one more segment in with you. I got to sneak in a break. We missed our bottom of the hour break, which is fine, but we got to get to our 45-minute break. We're going to come back.
Sure.
I got some emails, including one super related to what Eddie said, a perfect follow-up from Marty. So, and this actually came in before Eddie's call. So stay tuned, everybody, right after this break. More with DDP. If you're like me, you've got a list of your favorite podcasts that you listen to throughout the week and also your favorite websites that you listen to throughout the week, but they don't always overlap. But in the case of PW Torch, they do. We hope not only will you listen to the PW Torch livecast every day, but also visit pwtorch.com every day for the latest insider perspective, breaking news, TV reports, live event reports, live pay-per-view coverage, exclusive editorials, and a wide range of other features. Check it out every day. It's mobile-friendly, desktop and laptop-friendly. Stay up to the minute, stay up to date with pwtorch.com. As I mentioned at the top of the show, too, Mike Snoodian has a great article making the case for Kevin Owens coming out of Fastlane strong. Don't sacrifice him. Don't book the Goldberg match without consideration for Kevin Owens. And you can read his case. That's his premise. Pay attention to Kevin Owens. Care as much about him as Goldberg coming into Sunday's show. You can decide for yourself how you feel about that. Diamond Dallas Page is my guest on today's interview Thursday. DDP, before I get to that email, talking about Goldberg, can you believe he's headlining WrestleMania in 2017? I mean, here's a guy that you were around too. You and him were top baby faces in WCW during those peak Nitro years. It's got to feel surreal in 2017 that here he is, back in the ring doing multiple matches.
You know, Mel Pro, it blew my mind coming in, and he's the only guy that could do it, though. You know, coming the way, because you know what kind of insane push he got.
Yeah.
And the people got with him insanely. And right now, because of how they've handled, there's no heat between WCW and WWE anymore. You know,
nope,
it's all one happy family. And to still have him have these legs. Now, I will not believe for a second that Goldberg is going to squash Kevin Owens. I'm not buying that for a second. You know, I think they're going to go out there and I think they're going to have a hell of a match.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a match like we had. You know,
yeah.
And I know our match was amazing. You know, he needed all this time. If people thought he was going to come out there, like that first Brock match, like there's no way I would have called that ever. But after I saw it, I was like, okay, that's the best booking that they ever could have done. And I know it pissed a lot of people off. But you know who it didn't piss off? The WCW fan. That's who it didn't piss off. Because they was like, finally! But, I mean, to that guy, the biggest guy I give props to is Brock. Because Brock is all about doing business.
Yes.
And, man. You know, at the Rumble, I'm thinking there's going to be some angle shot. And boom, no. Takes him out again. Like, wow. All I know is Bill better be in the best shape of his life. And he looks pretty damn good. But, you know, and I'm sure he's rolling. You know, it's jujitsu. And he's working on his stuff in the ring. We're going to see on Sunday. Because this is, you know, the tune-up to the main event. And I can't think of a better guy for him to be out there with because I think Kevin Owens is amazing. I think
he absolutely is.
You know, and the promos, I mean, I loved the stuff with him and Jericho. I was sad to see it go away because every week you knew they were going to do something else that you were just going to, like, pop over. And they built it all the way up, and then Chris actually was in town. And we did an interview that I haven't posted yet, but I got an hour-long interview with Jericho. And, God, we just had, you know, he's just having the best time. You know, it's like in between that, I think now and his 2007 or 2009, I can't remember what year he said, but, like, his best time. And there's, like, he can't do anything wrong. And you know, for Owens breaking over to this. So I'm really interested to see what happens, you know, and I'm really hoping that they're going to have a, you know, like we had a Halloween Havoc match.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. First of all, quick trivia question. We put up a 20 years ago back issue every Saturday morning for VIP members of the Torch newsletter. We covered all the Nitros, all the Goldberg era, all of your rise to fame. Tomorrow, March 3rd, is the 20th anniversary of an episode of Monday Nitro from 1997. Do you know who you wrestled on the March 3rd Nitro at the Omni in Atlanta?
What year was it?
1997, March 3rd, 97. You probably don't. It's hardly a fair...
Was it Jericho?
Nope, it wasn't. That'd be great if it was. No, it was Ric Fuller. You beat Ric Fuller in 2 minutes.
Oh! Dude! That guy, that was the night. I will never forget that night because we were so hot at this time.
Yes.
And the Diamond Cutter was getting over sick. Like, I'm trying to find myself with all my characters with the Diamond Dolls and the Bodyguard and the chewing gum and the crazy glasses and the crazy outfits and the cigar, and I'm doing them all at the same time. You know, I was down to just the cigar, and I was smoking it in the behind the curtain getting ready to come out. And Bischoff walks up to me, and he leans over on the bench. He looks over at me. I go, "What's up?" He says, "Lose a cigar." I go, "Come on, E." I go, "Fuck, it's all I got left. I want this." He goes, "You don't need it." I go, "Dude, I really smoke cigars." He goes, "I don't care." He said, "You don't need it." He goes, "I'm telling you, it'll be the best thing to happen to you. Lose a cigar." And I flicked it off, walked out there to my biggest pop ever. And when I took that big boy took me up for the slam, and I turned it into a Diamond Cutter, the roof blew off. You know, I'll never forget that night. It was pretty amazing.
That's great. I made note after the report on your victory over Ric Fuller. I said they showed fans in the front row who replaced their NWO T-shirts with DDP T-shirts.
They ripped them off, right? And they were wearing the DDP T-shirts on there.
Yep.
That was awesome. I forgot about that. I forgot about that. That was a great moment, man. That was
a great moment. All right, here's an email.
Those guys found me in a bar later that night because we were drinking somewhere right around there, all wearing the shirts. I wish I still had the pictures, but one of the guys called himself Eric Cubic Zirconia, whatever the cubic, you know, thing, it's a fake diamond. And me and him would become friends for a couple of years. I lost touch with him, but that was part of that group.
That's fantastic. I'm glad I brought that up. All right, here's the related email. Marty says, if you could do it all over again, would you start wrestling at a younger age? Or do you think you started at just the right time, taking into account blooming into a big star in time for the Monday Night Wars? I love that question. I've never asked you that in all our interviews. If you wish you started earlier, or if the way things turned out, starting when you did might have been the only way that things went the way that they did. I send it to you.
Well, you know, I tried it when I was 22, but I had like 3 matches. I knew nothing. I was horrible. I tweaked my knee and hurt my knee. So I got the first chance to run my first rock and roll bar that when I hurt my knee, and then I didn't even pay attention to wrestling because I was so pulled in with the booze, the bros, and the party, and I'm going to go back. And I just never went back. So at one point in the 80s, when it started blowing up in the mid 80s, I like stopped watching. I was so mad. I should have been a part of that. Like, that was inside of me. And then one night when I was in, and this is going to be the opening story, talk about it, because people don't really, you know, one of my group of my buddies were talking about wrestling, guys who worked for me in this bar. And I'd never told anybody before. And I said, well, you know, I tried that when I was 22. You know, and then that's where the conversation starts. And how it happens. Now, I don't, you know, I often say the hardest thing I ever did was start wrestling at 35. But in, you know, if you look on the other side of it, though, it was the best thing to happen to me to start at 35 because I was a little bit smarter. You know, the stuff I would have done at 22, 23, 24, like Jake and I met in my bar in Fort Myers, Florida in 1987. And we became drinking buddies because he didn't have to pay for anything. He would always stop by after that. So I knew Jake back then, before I was the manager or anything. So imagine if me and Jake hook up when I'm 24 and he's 25. I still think I would have been a big star in that time, but I probably would have got so pulled into the booze and the drugs and everything.
Yeah.
So we probably would have killed each other, you know, tried to out party each other. So
yeah.
I wouldn't change a thing, bro. You know, the only thing that I would change is I would have started, if I could go back and control what I would do, I would start doing any kind of yoga as a child.
Wow.
Because any kind of yoga is going to help people. My kind is just for all the people who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga. And that's
right.
Why when I decided to do this whole thing, I could have done that. I could have easily been a big star in that yoga world, but I didn't want to. I wanted to turn to people who wouldn't be caught dead doing it. So doing something there with that. And Chris Jericho is the best example I can give of it. Dustin Rhodes would be another one. You know, the best example I can give. You know, 47 years old. Last time you saw Dustin, he was bouncing around like he was 22. You know?
I don't think there's a stigma in anymore about yoga. And I mean, I think you're part of that. Part of changing that.
Yeah,
and the wrestlers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, seriously,
I'm under 25.
When you first talked about yoga for regular guys, it like, I remember thinking, you know, I like yoga, but if you say it, people are like, you like yoga? I mean, it was like saying you like tofu. It's like, what are you talking about? And now I just think, you know, I mean, other athletes have endorsed it, but in the wrestling world, I mean, I think people take pride in the fact that they don't cower or act embarrassed about being into something like that. That stigma is gone. And I mean, I don't think there's any doubt, you know, what you have done to promote it. And then the people who have endorsed it has this great form of exercise, and your program specifically, obviously, has changed the perception of it.
You know, there was a guy named Brian Kest who's like the Hulk Hogan of yoga. He's a super dude, and his power yoga is really sweet. But 7 years ago, I said to him, because, man, 7 years ago, it was 2010, and still there was all the stigma that came with it. And there was a few guys into it, but not really. Jericho hadn't done it yet, because he really was a trailblazer for me. And I said to him, I said to Brian, I said, is there any way you think I could go over to Germany or the UK? And you think any of these yoga studios would bring me in? And he just started laughing. He's like, Dallas, he goes, I'm not yoga enough for some of these yoga people. He said,
that's
you,
funny.
My friend, he goes, you're way ahead of the curve. He goes, but I honestly believe in the next 5 to 7 years, you're the doorway to yoga. And I was like, what? I go, dude, no, you're the guy. He's like, no, I'm not. He goes, I'm too much of a yogi for a lot of people. He goes, you're the regular guy. He goes, you're going to change lives at a whole different level. And I've seen him over the years, and I see him at different places. When he introduces me now, and I'm talking to a whole table full of yogis that have no idea who the fuck I am, you know, he says, this guy right here, the doorway to yoga. That's how he introduces me. I'm like, wow. You know, it's sort of like Hulk saying to me at one point, you and I are going to draw huge money together. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And he did. He said
yes.
It. And it happened. You know? He said it, and it happened.
Brian Alston from Phoenix, Arizona, 26 years, PW Torch VIP subscriber. He says, hi, DDP. I still do DDP wake-up yoga every morning. My question, you spent a lot of time at the WCW power plant and your hard work paid off. My question, can you name a power plant wrestler who you thought was definitely trying to improve but never got the big break? And on the flip side, what about a wrestler who succeeded but didn't take the training seriously?
You know, Watts could have been a huge star. Eric Watts, to me, to me is the guy. I mean, he had charisma. He had, you know, he had a good enough body. You know, he's sort of like me, just a little bit bigger. You know, he understood it, like, because he was raised with it. But, you know, the sins of the father sometimes fall on the kid. You know, and Dustin had to go through a lot of that stuff in the beginning.
Yeah.
But, Eric, did you remember his dad? You know, it just pushed him through the roof.
Yeah.
You know, pushed him. Like, he beat Arn Anderson. He hadn't been in the business 4 months. Like, you know, Eric didn't even want that. But, you know, it's like, what are you going to say? No. You know, but he's the guy that I really thought, you know, because he would be down the power plant. And I was there with him in the beginning. Like, I think that he, you know, just a different, you know, maybe didn't come in as Bill's kid. You know, he could have had a whole different career. You know, and you never know.
Do you shop at Amazon.com? If so, do you know there's a way for you to support the PW Torch livecast without doing anything different other than starting your shopping at pwtorch.com/Amazon? When you go to pwtorch.com/Amazon, click on the Amazon link, and you land at the Amazon homepage. But anything you buy on that shopping trip, we get a commission for. It's a way to throw a few extra quarters, maybe a couple bucks in the tip jar, as a way to say thanks for what we do here at the PW Torch livecast. So next time you're about to shop at Amazon, don't type in AMAZ. Stop right there and type in pwtorch.com/Amazon. That's pwtorch.com/Amazon. A free, easy way to help support what we do here at the livecast. Thank you. I remember talking to Bill Watts about the push of Eric, because I talked to Bill during his run as WCW VP until he stopped wanting to talk to me about it because it wasn't going well. And I'd be like, you know, you're getting a lot of heat for this Eric Watts push. And he was like, he just lash out, you know, like, he is qualified. If he weren't my son, I'd be pushing him anyway. I'm not going to not push my son just because he's my son. He's a great talent. He was like, you know, I mean, and it's understandable, but it's so tough when you get in a position of power and you got your kid who, you know, you put the blinders on and you push them, and it's not fair for the kid. You know, I mean, that's why, you know, that's why some authors want to ghostwrite, because they want people to look at them through fresh eyes and not have the bias of, you know, the baggage and the bias of who they previously were. And I think it worked against Eric.
Oh, without question. But I'll tell you, when you want to talk about skill and talent, you know, and a lot of skill and talent is, you know, it's like genes, right? So I got to just, no one will really care about this, but I got to say this. Eric's kid, she's a freshman in high school. She's 5'11", almost 6 foot. That's funny. Almost 6 foot. She's beautiful. And she scored 28 points in a varsity game as a freshman. 28 points. She was all county and second team all region as a freshman. So again, her dad had the same kind of talent.
Yeah.
He just didn't, the brakes didn't go the way they needed them to go. You know?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. DDP, thanks. Do you got a runner? Do you got, it sounds like
no,
you're,
I got a couple more minutes.
Okay. Cool. Well, you know, we're talking about DDP Yoga. I don't want to stray too much from wrestling, but from a health and fitness standpoint, what are your top two diet food recommendations that you've seen have the most effect on people? Because, you know, you talk about the exercise part of things, but I know, you know, when you had Jake and Scott living with you, a lot of what they talked about with me on this show is the change in diet. And, you know,
absolutely.
So yeah, answer that. Like, what's, you know, 1, 2, 3 top advice you give as far as how to change people's diet for the better?
Well, for starters, I'll quote Steve Austin, who says, you can't out-train a bad diet.
Yeah, great quote.
I don't care how hard you train. The first thing I did for Jake and Scott, because I knew they were in so much pain, was get them eating real. Now, you have to understand what real food is, because most people have no idea.
Yeah.
The two movies you must watch, Food Inc. you can watch on Netflix, and Genetic Roulette is out there on YouTube and a couple other places. It's called Genetic Roulette. You have to understand what GMOs are, which means genetically modified organism. Like, you have to understand before you can really say, oh, they don't eat wheat, or, ooh, he's gluten-free. It's like, no, you need to know what's in gluten and wonder the last 20 years. And some people say, oh, man, you make some ridiculous statements sometimes. I make statements around the facts, around the people that I'm helping and the lives that I'm changing. And it's not 10 people. It's thousands, literally tens of thousands. And the people in the last 20 years, you have to understand around the food, okay? Because this all relates to this. In the last 20 years, look on the internet, Google it. What has happened in the last 20 years to cancer, heart disease, obesity, autism, diabetes, ADHD? These numbers have blown through the roof. And the air might have changed a little bit, but that's not going to do any of that. The one thing that's changed is the food. It's the food we put in our bodies. What I get people doing immediately, when if they want to work with me and they got to lose, I'm talking about people who lose, I mean, 100 to 150, 200, 300 pounds, or someone who's so beat up they can barely move. Like, they're so beat up, doing the chair workouts hard for them. The first thing I say is change what you eat. Watch these two movies, Food Inc., Genetic Roulette, and start eating real food. The easiest way to do it, make it super simple, vegetables and protein. Organic vegetables, ideally, should always be your first choice. A lot of people, organic this, organic that, or as our great-grandparents used to call it, food. Because yep. Everything was organic. You dig? I mean, like, go to Italy. There's no organic vegetables because they're all organic. You know, and what they've done to the food with the pesticides. I mean, just doesn't it make sense if you're going to spray shit to kill bugs and it gets on your food every meal almost, and then you eat it? What are the pesticides going to do? Like, just the pesticides from corn. 98% of the people eat the corn that is genetically modified to the degree that they've changed the DNA in the corn, that one of the little strands in the DNA is a pesticide that's now been built in to the genetic structure of the corn. To the degree, go Google it, look what the EPA has the corn kernel registered as a pesticide.
Wow.
Not as a piece of corn, as a pesticide. That's the same corn that was being used to make ethanol that they thought they were going to make gas out of or whatever. Bottom line is, that corn, that kernel, when the bug bites into it, his stomach explodes. We don't have any problems with stomachs in the country, do we? No, because we got every anti-acid, reflux thing that you can do. Because the food is so fucked up. And the head of it's FDA. Fuck the FDA. They don't care about us. And the people who take care of this food and what they do, like the people, that main guy who sat next to Obama, and I don't care if he'd be the same guy or similar, will be sitting next to Trump and sat next to Bush. But the guy who sat next to Obama, for the last 8 years, was the head of the FDA, and was the lead counsel for Monsanto for almost a decade. So what food are they going to tell you you should eat?
So DDP, what is
real food.
What's for the guy who gets up, guy or gal gets up and they go to work and they want to start eating a healthy lunch, and then they get home and they're busy for all kinds of reasons and they want to turn around their diet. I mean, I know how I am when I eat, when I cleanse, when I eat just great food and then something happens and I eat have potato chips and some junk food, and there's cupcakes or cookies for some reason, and all of a sudden I realize how I always felt before and why it's like it's such a stark contrast, you know, when you eat clean and real food and then you have a lapse and your body just rejects it. It's just you get used to that when you're not eating clean. But what's the practical solution for someone who doesn't have a lot of time or a ton of flexibility to make a drastic change in their diet just at a snap, you know, pretty much a snap of a finger? What's that practical plan for that person who wants to eat clean but doesn't have that the money, the luxury, and the time to do anything too time intensive?
Well, I'll give you one word.
Yeah.
Lifestyle. You know, because I don't have a diet. I don't eat. Oh, I can't eat this or I can't eat that. It's like, you can't come in my house and you can't find. Now, are there cookies here? Hell yeah. But they're the healthiest cookies that you can eat. They're sort of like what, you know, your great-great-grandmother made. You know, they're real cookies. And now, is there sugar in that? Yeah, but there's no bad flour. There's nothing that's been genetically modified. I pretty much only eat organic vegetables. Now, if I've got to eat them on the road in New York, then I eat them. You just eat them. But I still stay within, I don't eat wheat or dairy, because it's the inflammation that your body causes. And wheat, dairy, and sugar are the top three.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still going to take sugar in. Now, do I go crazy with it? Sometimes. Other times, not at all. Like, we as Americans consume 10 times, think about this number, 10 times more sugar than any other country in the world.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When they tested my wife for cancer, they put sugar water, sugar saline in her body, because that's what the cancer attacks.
Wow.
So wow. I've got a huge education from, because my wife never took chemo. We never did. And she had, they wanted to originally take both her breasts off, double mastectomy. And I took her to Mexico. And the only thing, everybody, there's no one person that said, this is what you have to do for cancer.
Yeah.
Now here, it's like, you got to do chemo. Well, chemo's really going to, like, kill so many cells in your body. Like, chemo is the worst poison ever. But, yeah, will it kill cancer? Yeah, and everything else, and maybe not. You know, so, but cancer's a $600 billion business. So you think that's ever going away? Never going away. Now, will they, you know, get some kind of cure at some point to, so you can still stay on medicine? Yeah, I'll go with that one. But to me, it's just, if you eat real food, you got a way better chance of staying healthy. You know, and you're still going to get sick. You still might get cancer. But at this point, they say one in every three guys are going to get cancer, and one in every two women are. So
wow.
It's not like if, it's like when.
My brother
only eats vegetables, or he's a rawist. He will never get it. You will never see someone who eats just vegetables get cancer, because their alkalinity in her body is so high, cancer can't survive there.
The book Eat to Live, is fantastic in that regard for people who are looking to drastically change their diet to the vegetable based diet. And, it's a relatively short book, not super complex, but, I read it like once a year to keep myself on track, and,
right.
it lines
and
up with
easy
a
to
lot
fall off.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this isn't, you know, sometimes people like think, oh, if anytime you talk about, you know, healthy diet, healthy exercise, it's some lecture and judgment. It's not. Nobody who talks about this hasn't had setbacks, and is perfect and is judging. It really is just, you know, when you experience something that changes the way that you feel, gives you different energy. And like you said, just that peace of mind of long-term health, the odds dropping of the real awful things happening to you. You know, you want to share that information. That's where your enthusiasm for DDP yoga comes from. If you were a fraud, DDP, there's no way you could be this enthusiastic this long. You know, I mean, you've got to believe in what you're doing. So
that's what people will buy into the passion. And then I try to keep them going, because my DDP Yoga Now app, bro, I mean, every Monday, Motivational Monday, there's always something I found new to talk about that'll keep you going, and where people will say, man, that really hit me. I'm on target. And everybody needs that. You know, with our app now, God, we've got over 100 workouts up there. And the next live workout I'll do will be just around the chair. It'll be a 30-minute workout. It'll be just me using the chair to help you get so you don't need the chair, you know, and that's like my passion now. And, you know, to be working with people who are really beat up, and, you know, but I'm also, you talked about wake up workout. One of the guys said, just if you look on UVA football and you go to UVA, which is University of Virginia, you'll see the guys doing the wake up workout, because this is what they do every morning before practice. And they do the harder workouts 3 days a week. And did that team just take it up, besides the Cavaliers at University of Virginia, is the Temple Owls. The Temple Owls just started. And the guys who really, so we're going to be in that whole, like, I'm really looking for that one player that's beat up and hurt, and that really wants to start to take his career back. That's the guy I want to work with, and is going to come up here, spend some time with me, and then I can take them out and then really start to take their game and give them that extra couple of years. You know, that's really what I'm looking for right now in that player. But in the meantime, I'm down here at the DDP Yoga Performance Center. And to tell you how much I believe in what we're doing, and you know this, anybody who comes to the DDP Yoga Performance Center here in Atlanta, it's actually called Smyrna, the little town, Smyrna, Georgia. Anyone who comes, their first workout, free. So if people are passing through, they just want to stop by, it doesn't even cost them anything. I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
Nobody I know. Not in this business. to me, it's not a business. It's more of a lifestyle.
Jake and... first talk about how Jake is doing, and then Scott. Are you staying in touch with them? And I mean, progress report on them.
I talked to Jake just 20 minutes before I talked to you, and because we were talking about, you know, going down to Mania and all that. And he's touring right now. He's doing amazing. He's really doing amazing. Scotty had a couple of stumbles, but right now he is back on track and great. And Cody's in town. His son, they just were in Europe together, and he had his first couple of matches back since he'd been hurt, so he's doing really good, too. So, you know, right now, everything's thumbs up. Everybody's getting ready to prepare for Mania. You know, we're all going down there. I just heard that me and Scott, this is a little scoop for you, bro, and they didn't tell me not to say anything, so
yeah.
I think they'll like the spot, but... Yeah, the table for three thing I did with Vader and Sting.
Yeah.
Did you see that on WWE Network?
Yep.
They just told me that me and Scott and X-Pac are going to do
it. Oh, that's going to be great.
That'll be great. You know, it'll be great. So we'll have fun, get with my boys. We'll have a good meal. And Scott, of course, Scott is going to say, Dally ruined me. You know, making me watch Food Inc. and Genetic Roulette. The vowels you'll eat is organic chicken. Like, he don't want the other shit.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's funny when that happens and you see it happen, you know, because he's actually doing it.
And I'll throw this in because I feel strongly about it too. Know where your chickens and your eggs and whatever you're eating, know where it comes from. Stay away from factory farming. Support actual, not just cage-free hens, because that can be worse for hens because of the conditions of cage-free. Actual free range. Pay the extra dollar or two for the eggs. It you know, there's people who believe, and you can believe it or not, that it comes through. And you know, the misery and the torture that those hens feel and the lives they live. Go online, look up where the high ratings are for how every region has them, you know, and I eat a primarily vegan diet, but I'll buy eggs from two different places locally here and know where those chickens come from, know how they're treated. It's not just the organic aspect too. It's the life they lived before they became your food. So pay attention to that too. It, you know, I care about that animal welfare.
Really
the life
important. Really important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really
and
important,
just,
bro.
Absolutely. DDP, I know you got a lot going on. I will let you go. I well, let's do this again. Oh, do you know who's going to be introducing you at the HOF yet, or have you not decided?
Well, I had, you know, I just got to tell this one last story. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, of course.
When I was doing Jake, right, I'm assuming I'm going to introduce Jake. I mean, like, who else would? I mean, I'm the obvious choice, so I didn't really think about it. And then I got the call right about now, you know, in 2014, and Mark Carano goes, congratulations, Dave. I said, yeah, for what? He said, we want you to induct Jake. And I thought, oh, yeah, it's their TV. You know, Jake couldn't even pick me. If you're not on, you know, picked by them, you're not doing it. Their TV. It's their TV show. So, you know, for me, I gave them a list. You know, Jake, of course, is going to be my first choice, but they got a list. And when they get back to me, well, what's going to happen with it? I'm whatever one they pick, it's a short list of people that, I think would do a good job and enjoy doing it, you know. So,
well, it's
their deal.
It's nice to give them a short list and then not be the one who's got to let down a couple people who think, hey, why didn't you pick me? So you get to give them the short list, and then they're the good guys for picking the one.
Get me out of that. Get me out of that. You know, get me out of that. I don't need that.
No. Fantastic. Thank you for your time. I know you had a real busy day today. And it's always great talking to you about a wide array of topics. Congrats again, and what a great Nitro memory from 20 years ago too. That was fun.
Awesome, man! Thanks for everybody. Have a great, awesome day. See
Absolutely, you bet. That's Diamond Dallas Page once again, a guest on this show. Always a breeze talking to him, and an eventful season for him going into the Hall of Fame. Thanks everybody for joining me. If you tuned in at our normal time, we started a whole hour earlier to accommodate DDP's schedule. So we went 22 minutes or so here into our normal time slot. But if you missed the first hour, then just check back later for the full version on demand, and encourage you to do that. Tonight, Mike McMahon and Andrew Socek are by with the newest addition to our lineup. They've been doing it for over a month now, the post-impact show. And this is going to be a newsworthy episode with the Hardys and Drew Galloway, Mike Bennett, Maria. I mean, all kinds of turnover in the roster. They'll be talking about departures, additions, the behind-the-scenes politics, and tonight's episode of Impact. So join them live if you can and call the show and participate in a conversation. There's not a lot of TNA-dedicated, Impact-dedicated programs out there, and none that are live. So this is your chance to talk TNA if you are a long enthusiastic TNA fan or a long suffering TNA fan. Mike and Andrew are the people you want to talk to Thursday nights as soon as the show ends. So put that down on your calendar, on your schedule. If you missed any recent interviews, you can check out our homepage, pwtorchlivecast.com. Disco Inferno was my guest last week, Glenn Gilberti. What a fun conversation with him. I think we were both a little apprehensive because on Twitter, it's been pretty clear we have opposing views on almost everything when it comes to wrestling in terms of, that's a good idea. Nope, I think it's a bad idea. Then he'll go, that's a bad idea. I'm like, no, that was a really good thing. Like, we're on opposite sides of all these, you know, relatively frivolous wrestling philosophical questions. We had a good conversation, a lot of praise for that. Good chemistry. Check that out. That was last Thursday. The week before that, Drew Galloway, ex-TNA wrestler Drew Galloway, talked then about his potential future in TNA, life outside of WWE, how he has changed since his days in WWE as a person, as a performer. Really good interview there. It's absolutely worth checking out our archives at pwtorchlivecast.com. It's mobile-friendly, desktop-friendly, and, of course, subscribe to us in iTunes or on popular podcast apps. Now, there's a whole other layer of content that I do on the VIP side of things with the whole team that make up the PW Torch VIP staff. If you're not a VIP member and you like this show and you like what we do, first of all, you're going to love our archives. You're going to love accessing nearly 30 years of back issues of the Pro Wrestling Torch Weekly Newsletter. Issue number 1500 comes out next week. And almost all those issues are available on our VIP website. It's ad-free, and it is the biggest collection of insider information under one roof anywhere that you can sign up for and immediately gain access to. There's no rotation of content. It is all there all the time. Not only back issues in PDF and all text format, but also decades of audio, late 80s to mid 90s audio shows, old radio shows, before there were podcasts, before there was the internet, and Attitude Era radio shows, and audio shows from the VIP website on a regular basis starting in 2004. Whatever era of wrestling you're into, you can dive into the VIP content and learn about it, relive it, and do it through the lens of the Torch and the way that we cover wrestling. We've had the same approach since the Pro Wrestling Torch newsletter was started back in 1987. And the VIP membership, I mean, DDP talks about testimonials. Go to pwtorch.com/govip and click on the more information link. And then scroll down to the bottom and read testimonials from VIP members. That will tell you more than my pitching subscription to my business will do. The enthusiasm of VIP members is contagious when you become a VIP member. And if you go to pwtorch.com/govip, you can read all about it. We'd love to have you as a member. It makes everything we do possible. The unmatched weekly content that we put out for VIP members is only possible because of the subscription base that we have. And we thank all of you who are subscribers. If for any reason your subscription lapsed, we'd love to have you back during WrestleMania season and beyond. And there are about 70 plus VIP exclusive audio shows. This show goes ad-free and plug-free when you go VIP. Time is money. And it is convenient. All the live casts are conveniently added to all of the other VIP exclusive audio shows, but they're edited down minus the ads and plugs. So here is more information on going VIP. We'd love to have you as a member. So listen to this and then sign up. If you're a fan of the PW Torch livecast, you might want to consider a PW Torch VIP membership. When you do that, you get access to an exclusive RSS feed of not only ad-free, plug-free versions of every single PW Torch livecast, but also over 50 other VIP exclusive podcasts per month, including the Every Single Day Wade Keller Hotline. I also host three other flagship VIP exclusive podcasts: The Midweek Fix with Todd Martin, The Weekend Bruce Mitchell Audio Show, each about 2 hours in length, and the post-pay-per-view roundtables with the one-hour analysis of every WWE pay-per-view and some other ones too. Also, ad-free access to pwtorchvip.com, and that is mobile-friendly and PC and desktop-friendly, and also access to almost three decades of the Pro Wrestling Torch newsletter, dating back to the late 1980s, over 1,400 back issues, with my pay-per-view reports on every single pay-per-view match since the late 1980s, with star ratings and match descriptions, roundtable reviews from the staff on every pay-per-view, cover stories on the biggest story every single week in pro wrestling, march through them as a VIP member 1 week at a time, read our exclusive Torch Talks with pro wrestling's biggest names, hard-hitting editorials, backstage tidbits you will not hear anywhere else, and much more. It's all available. Check out details at pwtorch.com/govip. That's pwtorch.com/govip. Exclusive podcasts, exclusive new newsletters every week, ad-free access to our website, and access to 28-plus years of archives. It's all waiting for you if you go VIP. Find out more details, a checklist of all the benefits of being a VIP member, along with testimonials from current members and a sign-up form that's mobile-friendly. Takes about 90 seconds to sign up. Go check it out today, pwtorch.com /govip.
Okay.